Katy Perry is single and looking for love. Where is she finding it? We'll ask Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was on Ralphie Tonight. Senior reporter Andrew Nodell. So is Katy joining, I don't know, a dating site or anything like that, Andrew?
Things just seem to be heating up with her and Diplo. But in the meantime, she's keeping her options open. And we saw her at Coachella. She had the Tinder app on her phone. And she's actually said that she's wasted a lot of time on Tinder, like a lot of other people out there.
But is she wasting time with somebody else or on her own? I guess that's the real question.
She was spotted recently in New York, and it seems like with Diplo, things are really starting to pick up steam. So we'll have to keep an eye on that budding relationship.
And I know one social network she definitely is not on, even with the new update, Snapchat. She told us that back towards the end of last year. But hey, Tinder, apparently Katy's thing. Recap of the week that was with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Fergie Ferg and Josh Duhamel have already welcomed one child into the world. Is a second on the way?
So Fergie tells Life and Style that she would love to give Axel a sibling. We caught up with her at an event in New York recently, and she said that just seeing Axel smile for the first time, it melted her heart, and she and Josh would love to welcome another child.
Great to hear from the couple. Obviously, things seem to be going well, so we wish them the best. Wrap it up with Life and Style Weekly's Andrew Nodell. Miley Cyrus canceling and then rescheduling tour dates on the Bangers Tour, the North American part. She had to cancel a bunch of those dates, and now they are rescheduled for this August, but there is a lot of speculation as to why exactly she had to cancel these dates. Life and Style Weekly now hearing some new things, Andrew?
It's being reported that she's had an allergic reaction to an antibiotic, and that's what she was hospitalized for. But Miley Cyrus is a notorious party girl. She goes out all the time. She was in New York at the beginning of April until 5 o'clock in the morning, partying at the Electric Room. She has people around her that party constantly. The toll that this partying, the drinking, and the drugs are doing to her system could be contributing to her health problems.
Not the first time we've heard about this either, so you hope Miley straightens it out for her sake and for the sake of her fans too. I'm sure a lot of them very disappointed as these dates got moved back to later in the year. Of course, you can catch Miley on the cover of the latest edition of the Life and Style Weekly. Recap of the week that was, senior reporter Andrew Nodell. Thanks for the 411.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.